There's the boss battle music.
Just get into it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I can't wait for the now confirmed boss battle in Halo Infinite's like DLC, where you have to fight like Drax and Mystery as like banished like foes.
If there was a version of the song that had like all the string instruments and stuff and like the monks singing.
Or we could just ignore what I said. Yeah. Monks singing. Like, and,
you know what I mean? Like, that would be kind of legit. It makes for an epic battle. I think you're right about that. Like, that would make a cool boss battle song. And if you had the Halo strings and the monks, that might sound really cool. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, that would. That was not what I was saying, but yeah.
Oh, that's not what you were saying?
No.
What were you saying?
Dude, we hit triple digits.
We did. We're now episode 100, which means we're officially old.
That puts us on an old tier now?
Yeah. We're an old podcast.
Well, I mean, I guess you're old because you've been on 100 episodes.
Oh, that's a good point. How many have you been on? You started what? 30
35? Something. Yeah. I'm at like 70 or 60. Maybe all 69 right. For all I know. I don't know.
Okay. Hey. We'll get you there.
That's the number before 70, right? Obviously. So
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard math. In math,
and it's the number after 68. It's a really important number.
Why was 68 afraid of? I don't know.
No, that's not the way that works. No,
because no,
it's why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, but why was 67 afraid of 69? No, why was 68 afraid of 69? Because 67, 68, 69.
No, dude, sorry. butchered.
I had a long day at work.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I was absolutely butchered.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That is all right.
That's what happens. See, like, okay, so now that we've hit episode 100, you're going to start getting these, like, terrible butchered jokes.
Correct. My brain cells are leaking out of my head.
Well, congratulations on hitting episode 100.
Well, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy for you.
Kind of. I will say this. There are not many things that I am consistent in life. This podcast is like the one rare exception where I believe every single week, with the exception of maybe one or two episodes, maybe three or four episodes that I wasn't a part of. So the podcast has gotten here. The podcast has gotten to 100. I think it's pretty cool. And I am proud of the consistency in the conversations and the listeners who have stuck with us. I know that there's a couple of you who have been with us since the very beginning. Here we go. Here we are at 100. And may the next 100 be better than the first 100.
Whoa.
Won't be hard to do. The first 20 were a little rough.
Insert clink here.
Clink.
There you go. And cheers, everyone.
So before we started the podcast, we were briefly talking about Overwatch 2, and I know that you just read up on it. Can you let me know if I was right about what's going on with Overwatch 2? I know that this is a Halo podcast, but I thought it was really kind of crazy what I read. What was it that you had just read? Can you confirm what I had said? Did I misunderstand?
I was looking at you mentioned this. Kotaku, I've come up with a Kotaku article, and they're saying that there's a phone requirement in order to be able to log in to Overwatch 2. That's a thing.
That's wild. Yeah. And it's not just any phone number. You have to have it like as a part of a certain
like a full plan
or something like that. Yeah,
you can't do like a burner phone or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, poor Jimmy McGill. Not be able to
right, but also like you can't even have a like you know like one of those prepaid phone plans or anything. It has to be a full on phone plan.
What a weird
which is unfortunate
requirement.
Because some people can't afford that. They can afford a prepaid phone plan, but not like a full on phone plan.
Yeah,
so that's weird.
They're expensive. It's almost like automatically $100 at the very least. At the very least, if you own the device, and you know maybe it's down around like 80 or something like that. But still, like that's a lot for one of those full on plans. I don't get it. It's a video game. Why do you need to have a phone plan to play a video game? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, I mean, if it was a mobile video game, like I can understand why you might sometimes need a phone plan in some cases if there's multiplayer involved or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, In regards to Overwatch 2, I don't know why. I don't know if it has anything to do with maybe some kind of two-factor authentication or something.
So weird.
It's so weird.
So bizarre. Thank God Halo's
I have a feeling they'll
though,
probably end up like having to rectify that in like
they have
a couple
to.
Weeks
there's
time.
No, yeah, there's no way that they hold on to that idea. Like, that seems so crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. 343, don't get any ideas, please.
Yeah, sir. I saw somebody.
The only idea I certainly hope you get out of this is don't do it.
I saw some kind of tweet from somebody that was like, I can't believe they need us to have phones in order to play Overwatch. Damn 343. It was just kind of funny. I think 343 is just going to get blamed for everything. But yeah, so I don't know. I know that it's not related to Halo in any kind of way, but. It was such a weird thing. I don't know. I don't know why they would do something like that, but don't I'm certainly not gonna play Overwatch 2. I didn't really play the first Overwatch. Did you ever play Overwatch Mystery?
I did. I enjoyed playing Overwatch, actually.
Okay. I played it for like a little bit. I didn't hate it. I just didn't get into it, you know.
Oh, okay. No, that's fair. I mean, I enjoyed it. There was one character I particularly liked. Her name was Symmetra, and then like they changed her, and then changed her a second time.
Oh my god!
And like I was okay with the original rendition of her, which is fine. And then after that, the second change, like okay, like it took a little adjusting, but you know it was fine as well. Then the third change, I was just like, yeah, I don't think I can play Symmetra anymore. And then I had to find like a couple of new like characters that I can play as. So
weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I think losing the. I mean, you probably wouldn't know what some of her abilities are. I don't know if you played Asymmetra, but like she had like a portable shield, and like losing that portable shield was a little bit of like okay, so I can't do this anymore now, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so.
I get that. That's why it's one of those reasons why I don't really like hero shooters. It's like they're always changing the characters to try and balance things, and it just like. I feel like you can never really achieve perfect balance. So, especially in a game where you have, and I don't know how many characters there were, but I know at least a dozen. And so you're talking about trying to balance a dozen different characters in like any game. Like, I just, seems like an impossible task. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems to be working for certain games, I suppose. I think Valorant's a pretty huge game.
Hey, fair enough. Are those heroes in Valorant? I didn't realize that.
I think so. Am I incorrect in assuming so? I've never played Valorant.
Me neither.
Don't quote me on that.
All right, I won't quote you on that. Yeah, okay. So a couple things to talk about today.
Great, what do you got up your sleeve?
Up my sleeve, we have the Halo 2. Halo 2.
Did
the
you actually
Halo...
check up your sleeve?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did.
The Halo TV show, season 2. Now, the showrunner from season 1, we knew, was not going to stick around for season 2. So here's the deal. If you loved Halo season 1, unfortunately, it's not going to be the same in season 2 because it's a different showrunner. If you're one of the many people who don't like the first season of the Halo TV show and you wanted something different, you're going to get something a little bit different. The Halo TV show showrunner now is a former Marvel Cinematic Universe writer.
Which I thought was interesting.
So a lot of people, of course, are going like, oh my God, it's just going to be comedy. It's just going to be cheeky one-liners. Like, that's not going to be good, blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's going to be like a drastic overnight change from what you had in season 1 of Halo to all of a sudden it's just super goofy and fun. Like, I think that that would be unpalatable for most people. However, my thought was, you know what? I think that it's a welcome change for me. If they do decide to kind of take on a little bit of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, kind of like cheeky one-liners and stuff, does anybody remember Halo CE or Halo 2, especially Halo 2 campaign, where it was very cheeky? It was very... There was a lot of comedy involved.
Yeah.
A little bit less in Halo 1, but Halo 2 certainly dialed it up. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, if I'm being honest. How do you feel about a former MCU writer coming on to lead the Halo TV show?
I'm curious to know who it is.
Oh, let me find out. Let's see.
I would like to know which Marvel movies they wrote, and then I might have a better idea as to what direction we could possibly be going in.
That's right, because no Marvel... let's see. Stephen Kane was the showrunner for the first season. Well, that doesn't help me, because they're not telling me who the next guy is. Let's get into Wikipedia here. Executive producers, distributor, budget.
David Weiner, looks like.
Oh, you found it?
I think I found it. Will join season two as showrunner and executive producer.
Hey, oh, he is an executive producer too. What's his name again?
I guess so. Okay, so what did he write? I'm not seeing anything MCU related.
Where did I see this? Halo TV show. I probably should have had this already pulled up, sorry. Halo TV show, season 2, MCU writer. Okay. Where did I see this at? David Weiner. Here he is. Go ahead and control C. Let's hit up the IMDb.
That's what I'm on right now, and I'm seeing Halo TV series for sure. Episode 2 of season 2, I think. Executive producer for episode 1 of season 2. Then you got Brave New World. You've got a TV series called Homecoming. You've got Strange Angel. You have Fear the Walking Dead. Flesh and Bone. And then writing credits, he's got Brave New World, Homecoming. That's TV series. Strange Angel, Fear of the Walking Dead, Flesh and Bone, The Killing, Whisper of Fear, Last Resort, Leone. And then, yeah, like, I'm not seeing anything MCU related, unfortunately.
I am wondering where I saw this at, because I 100% remember seeing it and reading it and going and seeing all the people complaining about it. All right, let me see here real quick. I definitely should have.
And then also thinking in your head, oh my god, Mystery might actually be excited because he's a pretty good, he's a pretty big fan of the MCU.
I was thinking that.
Oh, you were thinking about me. How adorable. Off hours. Right,
so IGN had posted Halo Season 2 finds its footing. MCU writer tapped to become showrunner for second run of Paramount Plus's hit video game adaptation series. But they don't put the name of the guy in there, so
that's okay.
That's
okay. Okay. So I mean, if I mean, some of the MCU writers have been like really great, right? So I mean, if it's someone like whomever did like, I don't know, Infinity War, I think we could be on a pretty good track. Because
be
Infinity War is a, you know, movie that does require a lot of like, you know, space and like, you know, a lot of like stories being told in different areas in the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. So I feel like that's I think that's exciting. Assuming it is them, but some of the others, so there are some Marvel movies, you know, that didn't exactly, you know, hit the mark. So that could be a little concerning. But I mean, if the showrunner for season 1 doesn't want to do season 2, then there's no point in trying to force them, right? Like, I feel like it's a good move for them to just, you know, maybe find someone else that does want to do it. So
right.
So I don't know. I'm hoping, I'm cautiously optimistic here that, I don't know, season 2 is in hands of with somebody that, you know, wants to, that really genuinely wants to do Halo content. Or like create maybe their own Halo TV universe or something.
I am so confused right now because I cannot find this on IGN either. I wonder if this is like one of those, like they took an IGN thing and then they kind of like just switched it around however they wanted to, you know, and like photoshopped it or whatever. But I mean, this post has like over thousands of likes and retweets and stuff like that, so I am still further digging. Well, okay. Did you ever see Brave New World?
No, I haven't seen any of the stuff that this writer has worked on. Other than Fear the Walking Dead, I suppose, but I'm not sure which episodes those were.
That's a good sign, though.
The early episodes. Oh, these are the early episodes. What's that?
I mean, I was just about to say, I think that that is a good, that's a good credit, you know, Fear of the Walking Dead, you know, a decent show, and certainly the kind of drama that you're talking about for like a serious kind of show as well. So I feel like it's not necessarily like a bad thing, you know.
He's done. He's now done writing for a zombie apocalypse. So I assume, you know, him showrunning Halo CE, Halo for season, or season two of a Halo TV series could be in the right direction in regards to maybe the flood coming into play.
I would hope so. You know, where did we leave off at the end of season one? Do you remember? Did you watch it?
Nope.
Okay.
Where did we leave off?
So I remember at the end of season one, I think Reach became under attack. I kind of forget. I have to rewatch it because I totally forget.
That's bothersome.
Isn't that bothersome? Isn't that crazy?
That's bothersome.
Yikes.
Oh no, you forgot.
I don't remember. Whose fault is that? Is that the show's fault or is that my fault?
It just means that it wasn't memorable.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Rebel says I tried to forget the show. Uh-oh.
I'll have to rewatch it again, get caught up on it. There is something that happened at the end of the show or at the end of the season that I really didn't like. And so I think like that has kind of like stuck out to me, and that's all I remember. I really don't remember exactly what was going on. I know that they were getting closer and closer and closer to getting to the Halo, but I don't think that they got on it yet.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I guess they never ended up. Did they end up talking about the Halo ring at all, or was it at least shown in any way, shape,
yes,
or form? Or
yeah.
Okay. They talked about it. Okay.
They did. Yeah, they did talk about it. They talk about it. You get to see a little
you
bit
got a
of
couple
it.
Of people saying stuff. Whoa, what in the heck? Cortana takes control of Chief? Spoilers! Okay.
That's it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's the part I didn't like.
Huh?
Yeah, game where
okay.
I put that out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Cortana is in his brain. It's so dumb. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Interesting.
That's definitely...
Oh, man, season two, they're going to go in the direction where Cortana is now has now taken control of Chief and is now going to, like, take over the world.
Yeah, I really hope that they fix that. I really hope that she's not just, like, going to control Chief. I didn't really understand that. I didn't even mean to get into spoilers for the show or anything like that. Thank you, Game Warrior.
No, it's all good. I mean, at this point, like, I haven't seen it, right? So, like, it's my fault, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
the time that I had set aside to actually watch it, things happened in my life, and I couldn't change that, right?
Yeah,
so...
no, I get that. Like, look, there's some parts of the show that are redeemable. There's some parts of the show that are really good. There's some things that are really cool. The fact that... that little part right there that Game Warrior mentioned, that is like the big thing that I don't like about it. But they can easily sort of retcon that in season two moving forward if they go like, well, that was kind of stupid. Let's not do that again. I could see them kind of moving past that. Hopefully they do that.
Rival says, don't try to understand. The writers barely tried to understand. Woof. Damn, shots fired. Keep the shots in the game, please. No.
Keep the shots in the game.
Yeah, let's keep the shots fired inside the Halo arenas. Holy, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't really understand. You know what? There's a web address here. I'm gonna see if I can click on those. So yeah, that is a new showrunner. Are you? I don't know. How do you feel about the Halo TV show? Are you planning on getting into it when season two drops? Or are you kind of like, you know what, at this point, whatever, I don't really care?
I don't know. I guess I'm more on the option two at this point. I can't seem to... Is this hard to explain? I just can't seem to get myself to want to.
Okay.
Watch it. Like... I wanted to when the hype was there with everybody a couple months ago, you know.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, I just didn't have money for a subscription, yada yada yada. and all that kind of stuff. And then I finally did, and then the trial ended, and of course, you know, things happened in my life, and now I just can't, like, because of that, and I just can't seem to get over that hump to actually watch it now. I would have to get a subscription again and all that stuff, so.
I still have my Paramount Plus subscription. At this point, I'm
just like, it may happen eventually, but I just don't, I can't get myself to give you a specific day.
Yeah, that's fair. I think maybe what I'll do is, leading up to whenever season two starts, maybe we'll do watch parties again, and we can rewatch season one. I don't know if anybody would be interested in that, but, you know, that would be something I would do, or I would be up for and interested in. Because, like, I'm a Halo fan. At the end of the day, I want the Halo TV show to do well. I will watch it. I have watched it, but I will continue to watch it. And, you know, I would like to see the season two. And I know we started this conversation off talking about the MCU writer. So I followed the link, or I copy and pasted the link that showed in that post that I had seen. And the link is a dead end. It just goes to like an error 404 or something like that. So I'm assuming that was like...
It's entirely... Okay.
Go ahead.
There is one thing that I do, I think might be a good thing to kind of bring up, actually.
Okay.
And that is, I know a lot of people might be upset about, I guess, how Halo the TV series ran, or and all that stuff, like, strictly based on the reaction that we have here, mm-hmm. right? But how many Batman iterations have we had before we got the Christian Bale Batman?
If you're including the cartoons and all the live action,
I'm just talking about 10, live right? action movies.
Okay, maybe around 10.
You know what I mean? Movies, like they always brought up. There's always another Batman story. There's another Superman story. There's another Spider-Man. Right? Like, it's not like we can't just, you know, reboot another TV series and all that stuff and make it more canonical or make it more fitting for the Halo universe. I wouldn't say it's the end all be all. I would say this is just a step into creating, I don't know, like a Halo TV series or a Halo movie series or something. You know,
I could see that. Yeah.
Another example would be, well, Deadpool is another huge example, right? Like, X-Men Origins Wolverine introduced Deadpool.
Oh my god, I remember
not
that.
Not many people... Sorry, what's that?
I said I remember that. I remember that movie.
Right. Not many people liked that version of Deadpool. Well, you know, that was just a first step. Right? That's the way Rob Lowe said it, the creator of Deadpool. He was like, yeah, it's a step. Like, you know, it's a step, you know? And then now we've got, like, you know, a pretty big Deadpool, like, you know, a fan favorite Deadpool movie that came out, and a second one that followed it up.
Isn't it interesting that they had Ryan Reynolds for both? Like, they had Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool in X-Men Origin, but then they also used Ryan Reynolds for, like, the newer Deadpool. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it is. It's complicated because that's just the way Deadpool kind of works. He's so meta anyways, right? So there are jokes that are made in the second Deadpool movie. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't. Like, do they make fun of that movie?
Okay. Where they make fun of the decisions that Ryan Reynolds has kind of made.
That's kind of cool.
And all that kind of stuff. Like, for example, I don't know, this might be a spoiler if you plan on watching it's all right. it, but, like, you know, near the end, they have, like, a montage of, like, Deadpool fixing Ryan Reynolds' mistakes kind of thing.
Okay.
And one of them was reading the script for Green Lantern.
So, oh, like, that's so funny.
Ryan Reynolds is sitting there at the chair, and he's at his desk, and he's reading the Green Lantern script, and he's just like, this is going to do great or whatever, and Deadpool literally just shoots him in the head. It's like, no. You know? Another thing that he did was they found a way to kill that other version of Deadpool in that same montage sequence.
That's hilarious.
Right? So it's what it is, and it's kind of genius how they did it. They literally took the sequence from X-Men Origins Wolverine, where he's like, he's with the kids and they're escaping the thing, and Deadpool comes in, you know, like all the new Deadpool with all the powers now, right? And then the mouth is like completely, like, you know, like, not zipped, but, you know, stitched together or whatever, right? And then they, like, freeze frame this one shot, right, of, like, you can see Wolverine's claws and you can see Deadpool, like, in the distance or whatever, and like out of nowhere you'll just see Deadpool's like pistol come out, shoots that Deadpool in the head, and then, like, just yeah, and he dies.
Really funny.
And that's what I mean, right? Like, it's just, he's so meta, and like, it is kind of weird when you say it, but like, it's so fitting for what Deadpool is as a character.
Right.
Right. So it works out in that. But you know, also like, we have two different versions of Professor Xavier and Magneto, and they're both pretty phenomenal.
That's true.
Just bringing up these other examples of like, okay, well, if the Halo TV series doesn't do well, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the end all be all. You know,
yeah,
maybe in 5 years time they decide to reboot it and it ends up being much more like accurate to what we know as the Halo universe, and they could share that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that I think that's definitely a fair take for sure. And I think that Halo will be popular enough where even if the show doesn't continue, at some point, like you said, in the future, either they'll try and reboot it, or we'll get maybe like a trilogy of movies or something. Because like, there's money in Halo. It's just, it seems like they really are having a hard time getting something to really land and stick. But there's just such a dedicated fan base who's like, dude, I'm up for whatever. Like, let's try it. So, yeah, I wouldn't have any surprise. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they decided not to do like a season 3 of Halo. I wouldn't be surprised to see more Halo live action in the future. I really wouldn't.
You're right, yeah.
But we, stay tuned for that. When we find out release dates and everything like that, I know that they're in the middle of filming right now and everything like that. We will, we'll take a look at the first season and, you know, maybe we'll do a Discord party again and kind of go through that first season just to get everybody completely caught up. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was the engine. So a lot of reports came out, rumors at first, and then it was confirmed by some of those people who have been spot on with their leaks before, that future Halo, whether it's Halo games, it's a little bit unclear if they're going to try and convert Infinite. I don't think so, because that seems like a hell of a job. But this idea of Halo Infinite being a 10-year plan, I think is kind of getting thrown out the window. And what they're reporting, what they're looking at, is that Halo is moving from the Slipspace engine to Unreal Engine 5, which is wild, because Halo, for the last 2 decades, has either been on the Blam engine, which I believe is the name of the engine from Halo 2 through, I think, 5, and they just kind of kept modifying the engine. They developed this new engine. They spent 2-3 years making the Slipspace engine, which then after the game came out, we found out the engine was not complete and they were running into a lot of issues with it. And so it seems like they're kind of scrapping the engine, just moving to Unreal Engine 5, and that's what future Halo games are going to be made on. So,
you know what? That doesn't sound terrible, actually.
I know. I thought I was thinking the same thing. Tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking, because like, when I'm looking online, there's a lot of fan-made content that looks really good.
Looks really good.
You know, and it's all made in the Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
Right? So like, those same fans that are dedicated and passionate about the Halo universe are the same people that you can bring.
Just hire them.
Onto your team.
Just hire them. Bring them in.
Yeah. I feel like that's the route you wanted to go down. I'm sorry.
No, not I didn't have like a predestined plan of what I was going to talk about. I think that's a great idea. You're right, because all the Halo fan-made projects are always on Unreal. I shouldn't say always, but it seems like a lot of them are on Unreal. Here's the other thing. Unreal Engine is one of these engines that like a lot of people know, right? And so when somebody gets hired at 343 to work on Halo, they come in, and then part of the onboarding process is that they have to learn the Slipspace engine. They have to learn this brand new engine. So the amount of time that it takes between somebody being hired to when they can actually implement changes and kind of get caught up to speed, you're talking weeks at the very least, probably even longer.
Yeah.
And so
that
if you're
could
coming,
be also part of the reason why we have our problems, like our delays, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think, of stuff like that.
Yeah. I think, what did they call it? They called it a digital debt or something like that, or engine debt or whatever it was called. I forget what the term was exactly that they used, but basically just saying like, yeah, look, there's some things that are sort of holding us back from being able to really move forward with the content and stuff like that. And look, I'm not a developer. It doesn't make any sense to me, but you know what? If it makes sense to them and if that's how it's designed, you know, they're also having a hard time like putting in ranked playlists because of the engine and stuff like that. So it's like, it sounds like a very weird, it sounds like a goal that they had. They wanted to work, they wanted a new engine. Bonnie Ross got the green light from Microsoft to take a couple extra years to build this engine. And then they were like, okay, we got to start making this game, guys. But the engine wasn't exactly ready. And then, you know, you end up in this weird spot where they're trying to like get content out, but they can't because of limitations from the engine. And this engine was promised to be something that would make content coming out easier and faster and quicker. So I think, and I don't know who made the decision, but good for them. They're deciding, okay, you know what? Forget this engine. Forget it. Let's just do Unreal Engine 5. Let's make it look like Halo. Let's make it feel like Halo, but this other engine, and hopefully it, you know, hopefully it works and hopefully it feels good. I do know that a lot of games that I like are made in Unreal Engine. And so I'm not super concerned about it having to look a certain way, right? Like, just off the top of my head, Fortnite is made in Unreal Engine. State of Decay 2 is made in Unreal Engine. Gears of War is made in Unreal Engine. None of those games look the same, feel the same. They all look decent. They all look good for what they are. State of Decay 2 maybe could use some extra details and stuff like that. But hopefully for State of Decay 3, when it's on Unreal Engine 5, maybe it can look a little bit better. I think the Coalition has done the best job out of those three of making some beautiful looking things. But I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is that Unreal Engine 5, I don't think is the worst decision, and might make a lot of sense. I think there's like a little nostalgia of like, oh no, we're not going to be on the Halo engine anymore. But like, dude, this Slipspace engine thing was not working out.
Which is unfortunate, but also, I guess, like, you know, making this move, it could be a weird transition period, right? Because, yeah, again, you brought up the whole idea of like, well, are we going to have to port over Halo Infinite and all that into the Unreal Engine? Is that going to be an easy process? Is it going to be a difficult process? Are they going to be building up from the bottom up again? Right? Is it going to look the same? Is it going to look different? Is it, yeah, you know, we're probably going to have massive comparison videos, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
You know, right? Let alone, let's also take into consideration that Unreal Engine, not being an engine that was made from the ground up by 343 Industries, can get support if something goes wrong.
Correct.
Right? Or if they do something incorrect, there's more resources available to kind of help, with those situations. So then if there's any kind of glitches or anything that happens, for example, that Christmas incident, you know, during the winter or whatever, when we couldn't play big team battle for a while.
Oh, right. Right.
Like, a lot of that could be hopefully rectified much more easily. And I guess the Unreal game engine wouldn't affect networking, I suppose, but who knows? There is a glitch or something.
Maybe it's all tied together in some kind of way. Maybe one of the reasons why there's such a desync issue is because of the way the Slipspace engine, you know, codifies things and sends that shit through the data webs. You know, I don't know. But maybe it has something to do with it.
Right. But then also the flip side of that coin is, well, 343 had made their engine, right? Like, they would know it inside and out, you know, the stuff that they create. And when they need to, they can create tools for their very own engine and all that kind of stuff, right?
That's true. So that's certainly true.
I don't know. It would be a weird transition in about a year's or two's time if they actually decide to commit to that. But I'm not even sure like what direction Halo Infinite's going anymore, right? Like,
yeah,
we're just gonna have to watch the cookie crumble the way it's going to crumble.
Yeah, I you know, it's interesting because we know that they're going to do Halo the Endless, right? Which is going to be that campaign, or what was going to be campaign DLC, that was just going to be kind of added to Halo Infinite, since Halo Infinite was going to be this 10-year plan. I think part of that 10-year plan was, you know, based off the idea of whatever ambitions they had for the Slipspace engine. And so if you're tossing the Slipspace engine, like, I don't know if you just make DLC for 10 years and keep throwing it into Halo Infinite. Like, maybe we'll have an entirely separate Halo game come 2025 when Halo the Endless comes out. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if they have to redo multiplayer. Like, that would be crazy because the multiplayer in Halo Infinite is really great. I don't know if you keep the multiplayer on the Slipspace drive and then you got, you know, then you got the campaign and like, it seems like such a mess. And so to walk away from the Slipspace engine, there had to have been somebody who was like, look, this shit just ain't, guys, it's just not working. And yes, we spent millions of dollars paying for a studio to come up with this engine, but it's just not working. We need something to work. And at this point, it's just sunk costs, right? Like, okay, yeah, we spent all this time doing this engine, but if we just keep putting more money into it and more money into it and more money into it, trying to fix it, and we're still not getting the results that we want, like, maybe at a certain point, you just got to go, okay, this thing is just not serving us the way that we thought it was going to. We need to move on. And maybe that's exactly what's happening. And so, I don't know. I'm like nervous, but like also optimistic in a way. Like, I don't know exactly how to feel.
Yeah, I hate not being able to give you the answer that you're looking for, but like,
I want answers, Mystery.
We just have to wait. It's that fear of the unknown right now, right, for us, right? Like, we just don't know what's happening. We don't know what the big, what the future is looking like for the Halo Infinite, or sorry, Halo in general. Even though they do say, okay, well, here's the roadmap or here's the plan. We're just going to have to, you know, see what they say or see what they do and take it from there. That's literally it. Well, at least for me.
Yeah, I really would like to hear from the showrunner. The new studio head. I'd really like to hear from the new studio head and hear him address these talks about the engine and moving on to a new one and sort of like what the plan is. Like, okay, Bonnie's out. We got this new guy. I don't know if they decided to switch from Slipspace to Unreal when Bonnie was let go or if they started talking about it before. I got no idea. But I know that the Slipspace engine head, I know that he was let go, or he resigned, whatever. He had left a couple months ago. So I think maybe the writing was sort of like on the wall a while ago. Maybe at some point they decided, okay, look, we can't just keep doing this. So I'd really like to hear from the new studio head and hear what his vision is for Halo moving forward. Are we going to have separate games? Are we going to have one game where we keep trying to, you know, iterate on it, kind of like what the plan was with Infinite initially? Like, what's the plan here? Are we going to get side games? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Are we going to get, like, they talked about all these things that they wanted to do. And like, okay, we got major leadership changes. What's the new vision? What's the new plan? What's the new game plan? I am all ears. I want to know. I'll get behind the new studio head. Like, tell me what's up, bro. Like, what's your idea? What do you want to do? I want to hear it. But they've got to come out at some point soon. Please, please don't let this be one of these things where we go so long without hearing about anything or from anybody. It's like, we got to get some confirmation and communication on this stuff.
Even if they say like, hey, we're just trying to work on it, like, this might be a potential idea, because like the changing the handing of the torch has just happened, right? Like, I'm sure like there are all sorts of questions that we want answered, but we're not going to get it anytime soon. We haven't even been introduced to this person yet, right?
Right.
We haven't had anything from this person yet.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm sure at some point we're going to have some kind of introductory post or something from this person, and then we might have a better idea as to like how the thinking is, how it'll, you know, unfold, hopefully, or at least what their plan could be in the future.
I'd like to know. I would definitely like to know. I'd like to hear about it.
I just can't imagine it being anytime soon. Unfortunately, I hate to be the Debbie Doubter here, but like,
no, you're not wrong. They take forever to communicate about things, so who knows?
But there's a lot. There's so much to do with, right? Like, you can't like possibly say like, what, this is the plan this day, and like, get the wheels going fast enough for you to be able to like, you know, to tell us, right?
Yeah, but I would love even him just coming out and being like, hey guys, look, there's a lot of talks about a lot of different things that are going on. Here's a couple things that we're thinking about, right? Or here's what we know for sure. Yes, we're moving to a new engine. Here's why we're moving to a new engine. Yes, there's going to be more side Halo games. Yes, the 10-year project for Halo Infinite is not going to be that 10-year project anymore. We're working on a separate game. Like, there's definitely some things that they know. Even if they don't know everything, there's some things that they have to know at this point. And like, that's what I want to know. And he can even say, look, it's all subject to change. Maybe we go back to Slip Space in a couple months. I don't know. I don't care. I want to hear something. I don't need some kind of like 10-minute speech written out, pre-planned and everything like that. Like, I mean, I get that they pre-plan anytime they communicate with us, but like, please, just somebody just fucking tell us what's going on here. I just want to know, man.
That's unfortunate. That's, we got one person that's like, okay, you know, I'll just wait. And then you just really want to know.
Yeah, I just want to hear something. Just tell me. I don't need to know concrete details even. Just tell me what you're looking at. Tell me what you're thinking about. Tell me what you're focusing on. Even if you don't want to like give things away because you don't want to, oh, we don't want to promise. We don't want to tell the fans anything until we 100% know. Okay. I mean, you guys get ripped for communication, but go ahead and keep that idea in your head about not communicating things. I just don't understand. You know what's a good thing? The more I think about it. With Unreal Engine 4, I think Fortnite was made on Unreal Engine 4. The way that they were able to pump out content, now part of it is the employees that they have and the size of the team that they have, but damn, in terms of iterating on a game and putting out new things and changing up things, they had that like a well-oiled machine for a long, long, long time. I mean, they're still iterating on it. You know, the game, you know, you can only be at the apex of gaming for a certain amount of time until some people are just going to fall off. Or get tired and move on to something else. But, you know, like, that has me excited. You know, looking at some games, especially like a Fortnite, where they're using Unreal Engine and they're able to just pump out content. So, I don't know. Maybe it's easier to work with. Maybe it's better that way. I hope so. And I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. Any last thoughts about Unreal Engine or moving to that?
No, I'm curious to see. Curious to see what happens. But yeah, to wrap it all up, it's kind of exciting for, you know, potential newcomers to the Halo universe. I'm really thinking that's what they're gonna do, is like, you know, if they do go in the direction of Unreal Engine, I feel like they're gonna start bringing in some of those developers of like the fan made games that we have been seeing.
God, or I hope so.
The fan made demos that we've been seeing, bring them into the Halo universe, let them bring that creativity, that passion, and see where that goes. I think that's the ideal approach here. Anyways.
Hell yeah.
But we're not 343, so.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately. Although, could you imagine that stress added to your life of being part of that studio? Are you more optimistic or pessimistic about the change to Unreal Engine 5? Like, if you had to lean one direction or the other.
I would lean towards optimistic in this situation.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I'm right there with you. It's okay if we agree every once in a while. You don't have to change your answer now. Be like, well, I guess I'll be pessimistic.
I'm changing my answer now. I'm pessimistic.
Fuck Halo.
Fuck this.
It's going down God. The
road. This is a terrible idea. No, we need to stick it to the 343 Industries engine that they created. Fucking Slipstream. Like, why would they spend the money and, like, you know, take the time to actually make this engine only for them to just not use it, you know? Like, God.
Own your shit, guys.
Plus, the Unreal Engine sucks. I don't know what the heck I said there. I probably pissed off so many people just by saying that.
Dude, you have no idea about Unreal Engine. What do you mean it sucks? It's the best universe.
This is true. I really don't know anything about the Unreal Engine, so I apologize everybody. For saying that. But like, I have to be pessimistic because I have to be the opposite of Trax here, right? So
I'll be a little optimistic. That way you can just be a little pessimistic.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna cool it down on the pessimism.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Okay. Do we have any listener questions?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it.
Hold on.
Beautiful.
Got it. Okay. There we go. All right. Cool. Yeah.
Let's do it.
We got a couple questions. One comes from Rabble Just Rabble, and he asks, "What was your best birthday ever?"
What was your best birthday ever? Was it last year when you did the podcast?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to answer. I thought you were thinking about it. It would have to be probably when I had the System Link party for like with 16 people, Halo 3, junk food video games. That's all it was. Nothing more, nothing less, you know?
I had two thoughts come to mind. One of them was when I turned 21. My friends took me out. We had a really good time. It was a very fun night. We ended up in Atlantic City doing a little bit of gambling and stuff like that. I think I won $100. That was a really good night. That was very fun. The other time that popped into my mind was a Halo 2 LAN party that took place in my living room where all my friends came over. Everybody brought their TVs and their Xboxes, and we just gamed all day. Like, dude, LAN parties for birthdays is top tier level birthday party. 100%.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's so much fun.
100%. Maybe I'll do that for this coming year.
There you go. Go for it.
Why not? I'll go for it. I'll get a whole bunch of cots and stuff like that. So if people want to sleep here, they can.
There you go. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be wild, dude? If you had like 16 cots set up, like, you know, in a room for people to sleep, and it was just like a whole, like, just a Halo bender for a whole weekend. Like, that sounds awesome to me.
Ah, yeah, that would be. It would be really cool. That, and then, like, you know, video games and just junk food. And
hell yeah.
I always thought it'd be cool to have some, like, projectors set up so then you can have, like, larger screen sizes.
Yes,
you know? It doesn't have to be attached to, like, a monitor that's, like, 24 inches, and then you have, like, two people on that, and like,
yeah,
you can have like a projector with four people on it, and then just have like, you know, I can't math right now, 4, 8, 12, 16, so four projectors with four Xboxes running, so it's just like you don't have like eight Xboxes running.
No, I think that's a great
four
idea.
Projectors, four Xboxes, there you go,
you know? Couple screens, you know, set them up, set everybody up next to each other. You could even do it outdoors, bro. Everyone's just playing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
and
cool.
Yelling at
that'd
each
be
other
cool.
Oh, dude, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Next question. Rabble Just Rabble asks, when is John 117's birthday?
Ooh, February 5th.
I thought it was March.
I have no idea. I'm just throwing a date out. I'm sounding confident.
I'm going to go, I don't know, March 16th or something.
Does he have the answer there?
Yeah, it's in the spoiler tags or whatever. I have to just click on it to find out.
All right, so what? My guess is February 5th. I can't pronounce that.
I think I said March 16th or something like that.
And you said March 16th. All right, what do we got?
Yeah. March 7th.
Oh, okay, well, you were way closer.
I was off. You were closer, technically.
What? How was I closer? I said February.
I went over. You went under.
Nah, that doesn't count.
All right, fine. yeah, March 7th, 2511. 2511.
March 7th.
2511. Yeah, that one.
2511.
Yep.
Dude, he's getting old.
2511. He's getting young.
He's getting young.
Getting young.
60.
He's getting born.
Younger.
He's getting born. That's what's happening. He's getting born. In 500 years' time, he's gonna be born.
All right. Any other questions?
Next question comes from Game Warrior, and Game Warrior asks, "What changes would you make at 343, and what would be your priorities?" I feel like he's asked this question before. Just probably. Differently worded. Worded differently.
I would switch to the let me see here. I'm trying to think of other engines that I know. Nah. All right, what would I do if I came to 343? First off, I would beg Microsoft to get rid of the hiring freeze because we need people. Then, okay, here's what I would do, bro. Okay, first things I do when I come in, like for decisions that I have, I am rebooting the clan system or the Spartan company system, whatever you want to call it. Rebooting that, redoing that, getting that introduced, getting that out there. We're going to have clans. We're also going to have clan matchmaking like we did back in Halo 2. Okay, where you can go into clan 4v4 or clan 8v8, where it was, you know, like everybody had to be in the one clan and be on the same team, you know, versus another team of just clans. And then what would happen is once a month, there would be a matchmaking playoff bracket where you could play other clans who are around your ranking. So let's say that your clan ranks in at platinum, whatever. Okay, now what happens is your whole clan basically battles it out in a bracket system that is, you know, it's matchmaking based, so you don't have to worry about getting other teams together, you know, to come in at the same time. You can literally just shoot out your four people going up against another clan who's also just in their own playoff bracket or whatever. It's kind of the playoff system that like the NHL games have and stuff like that, or at least the way that they used to have it. I don't know what they do anymore, but, you know, and then you start out, you know, in like the quarterfinals and then you go to semifinals and then finals. So if you win three matches in a row or four matches in a row, you basically win a trophy. Your clan wins a trophy for that month. So if your clan is platinum and you guys win a platinum trophy, which really means that you beat four other platinum teams in a row and, you know, during a certain, like a whole weekend, then what happens is you get some hardware for your Spartan company that's displayed on your Spartan company page, and you can be proud of it, and it can say, you know, platinum, whatever, this month, whenever, this year, and, you know, just like bring in some other like systems in place to really boost the kind of like community sort of to just give powers and give features to communities that already exist. And I really believe that when you have a healthy community system in there, people will take advantage of it, and you'll see a lot more people sticking around with Halo longer because they have friendships, they have friends, they have other people who are getting on the game, competing with each other. And like, it doesn't have to all be, you know, 4v4 sweaty stuff. You know, when we get Forge and when we get, you know, some of these other things, dude, you can have clan griffball tournaments, you can have clan racing tournaments, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that you can do here, and goddamn, like, we had clans back in 2004, it's just, I don't understand why we don't have them anymore. So there you go, that's what I would do.
Ah, okay, so the changes I would make at 343...
Change the studio name.
I don't know. The thing is I don't exactly know what specifically is going on back there, you know, on the back end, right? So I guess one of the first things, and this would be going towards what would be priorities. One of the first things I would want to do is I would want to try to figure out where everyone is, like, you know, what is everyone working on, and all that kind of stuff, right?
I love that idea that there's just like you're in your office and there's just a line of people down the hallway and say, okay, who are you? What are you doing? You just like go,
yeah, what are you currently working on? Like, I want to know what page everybody's on. I want to know what the problems are and just try to figure out how to possibly fix it and start working together on trying to figure out like how to figure it out. Not that I'm saying that they're not doing that, but that's just something that I would definitely want to do if I were to join for 343 as some kind of head or something, you know, like, right? And then
I think that's really smart. I guess, yeah,
and then from there we just have to workshop ideas, you know, on how to fix these problems, and then from there we'll talk. I don't know. I really don't know, because it's a difficult question to answer, right? Because there's just so much going on. We just talked about like the Halo TV series, right? Season 2 and like, you know, all that and where they were going there. And then we also talked about Halo Infinite and its problems, potential problems, future problems, and all that kind of stuff. Priorities would be trying to fix things and trying to figure out how to fix them. If it just doesn't work, then we just have to abandon Halo Infinite and just work on whatever the next thing is. You know,
maybe that's even it right there. If you came into Halo,
it would be a tough pill to swallow. Ugh. To have to say, hey, Halo Infinite, I know we have said 10 years, there's a 10-year plan, right? But like, clearly it's not working right now. We need to regroup, we need to reevaluate, and we want to try to make an ideal Halo game, or the best Halo game we can, I suppose. So, I don't know, we're just going to workshop ideas or something. Again, that's a lot of power, that's a lot of stress to kind of just get thrown into, right?
Yeah, but I think you're on to something there. You know, I think... Here's what else I think. I think that if you were to get put in charge of 343 and then you were like, hey guys, we're going to move on from Halo Infinite. We're going to start, you know, kind of go just to the next game and it'll be another standalone game. I think that most people would go, whoa, look at that. Also, I totally get it and understand why they're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody would be upset with that idea, because I think everybody's well aware of the issues. So I think that would be a much more, I don't like, I guess when you said like it'll be a tough pill to swallow, I don't know. I think that a lot of people would be on board with that. Like, okay, yeah, we get it. Like, let's do something different because this isn't working.
Right, but I'm saying it's a tough pill to swallow in this situation because it would just feel like another empty promise.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. That's what I mean, right? Because then at that point, once they say, oh, hey, or if they ever say, oh, hey, like, we have to completely abandon this 10-year Halo Infinite plan, right? Then a lot of people that were on board due to this 10-year plan and that are sticking around due to this 10-year plan could just be like, well, fuck this shit, I'm out, you know? Like, it's just another empty promise, and, like, now it's really kind of just going down the toilet, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And that's fair. That's a potential concern. It is a concern, right? So, again, saying something like that would be a very tough pill to swallow. But, I mean, if you want to get better, I suppose at some point you might have to swallow a tough pill.
Damn, I like that. That's good stuff.
You remember the days where you were scared of pills? You know? Cough syrup was a thing. That was me. That pills and capsules and all that stuff, they were a little bit of a struggle.
I'm sure at some point as a kid I didn't like pills.
Yeah, I preferred the cough syrups instead and all that kind of stuff. So,
ugh.
I don't know. Yeah.
Damn. Something's gotta happen. All right, we have another question.
No, other than Game Warrior saying happy episode 100.
Hey, thank you, Game Warrior. Appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up here. Mystery, what do you got going on this week?
Tomorrow, Dungeons & Dragons will be continuing the Curse of Strahd run. And then Friday, TBD. I'm not sure. I don't know if we're going to do Halo or not, but we'll find out. If not, then I'll probably be continuing Borderlands 2.
I think I took some of that.
But yeah, knowledge. That's about it. twitch.tv/realmistry.
There we go. This week, you probably won't be able to find me anywhere. I should be playing Halo on Saturday. But if I'm being honest with you guys, sometimes my days are like 12 hours long and I am just wiped out, just totally wiped out. So,
yeah, I haven't even looked at my schedule yet. I don't even know if I'm working Saturday or not.
Yeah, it's been a little bit rough, but there will be people who are playing. At the very least, there will be people who are playing and having a good time Saturday night. So if you were looking for, you know, to connect with some people for Halo on Saturday night, we'll definitely have some people who are playing some Halo. So join our Discord and you'll hear a little bit more information about that when we get to Saturday. And in the meantime, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your nights And we will talk to you all next week. Sound gravy?
Sounds yeah, sounds good.
Gravy. You're like already out of here. Like, oh, yeah, dude, sounds great.
Yeah, okay, bye. No, I'm kidding. I was looking away from the monitor.
Oh, you crazy.
Very quickly. So it probably sounded like I was far away. But, like, you know, I could probably just now make it sound like, you know, I'm leaving. Is that better? Does that help yeah. the audio levels?
It's perfect.
Yeah. You know, yeah. That was all part of the plan.